Welcome.
Blog Talk Radio.
Enter the Light Radio Show. Here we are Friday night, and it is December 15th, 2017. We're 5 p.m. Pacific and 8 p.m. Eastern. Welcome, everybody, and this is our show, Enter the Light. And we have Ryan Adrogza and Shannon. Shannon, I forgot your last name. What's wrong with me? Shannon. And me, Jan Drake Bucky. So, Shannon, what is your last name again?
Johnson.
Shannon Johnson. And she's actually our guest. Sorry, Shannon. We were laughing before the show, so I'm just kind of goofy right now. Anyway, so it's the three of us, and I'm just going to announce a few things, and then we're going to go into our topic. And the only thing I really wanted to announce was what I announced the last time, was that there's this magazine called the American Psychic Medium Magazine out of New York, and it's published by Maximilian de Lafayette. And Dr. Maximilian de Lafayette. And this is a magazine that the American Federation of Psychics and Mediums, the certified psychics and mediums of that group, are in that magazine. And it's being sold for right now. It'll be the January 2018 issue. And it's being sold in lulupress.com, amazon.com, and Barnes & Noble bookstore. So you might want to check into that. And we, all of us are from the Channeling Eric Mediums, and it turns out right now Ryan and I are both on the Medium website working as mediums out of that group, Channeling Eric, which is headed by Dr. Elisa Medhuis and her son, Eric Medhuis. I almost forgot his name, too. And they also put out publications as well, and I don't know their names, but anyway, they're putting out publications also. So that's mostly what I wanted to announce, and then what we're going to do is we were just going to talk about the subject tonight was how to prepare for a reading, and the other show, our sister show, that Lynn and Sue and Jody did on Wednesday night talked about it, and so we're just going to carry on talking about that. And if Ryan or Shannon, if you would like, Shannon Johnson, by the way, and she is a very incredible psychic medium, and she can tell you about herself. And also, we can go into the how to prepare for a reading or healing. Shannon, go right ahead.
Hi, Jan. I'm a medium and metaphysical facilitator, which means that I can reach multiple levels for readings, but I also help people with guided meditations, finding their own abilities and development, that kind of thing. So I've been in the field for 20 years now. And I love the topic for tonight because I know myself, when I first started to receive readings, I had no clue what to do, how to do it, and didn't always get what I was looking for. And I'm sure Ryan's run into this with healing with clients as well, and they're very similar in what service we're providing, because whether you're doing a reading or whether you're doing a healing, there's always a healing going on in the session for client, spirit, and for us as the conduits. I tell clients a lot of times, you have to think of it like the electrical outlet in your house. That's what we are. We're the one that the big powerhouse is connecting into, and you're the toaster that's plugged in when you come to us. And just like anything, when you're working with energy, sometimes the two don't mix, or the three, because spirit has to adjust in vibration to talk to us. We as the conduits have to adjust to receive, but we also need to connect with our sitter and sometimes the three doesn't gel, and sitters can get very frustrated in the reading, not understanding that something is being given that may not be understood in the moment. It might be understood later. Or you and the medium you were connecting to maybe did not quite connect fully. You know how I mean? Like an outlet that's not plugged in all the way. Or the same thing for your loved ones in spirit. It's not like we have a telephone we get to go buzz and say, okay, would Uncle George please show up and tell them exactly the information they ask that will be the one thing to confirm that it's you. It's all an agreement on all parts that we have to work together. And the more that you bring in and work with your questions, the quality of the question really helps us as the conduit for the quality of the answer spirit is able to provide. Brian?
That is excellent, Shannon. Gosh, that is so incredible. Thank you.
Yeah. I mean, you know, can you guys hear me?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So from a healing perspective, because I'm in a very niched zone here where I do healings and I read people's energies. Can I bring in the grandfathers, or past spirits or whatever? No. My specialty is healing. And so the question is how to prepare for a reading. I have to kind of twist that around and say, how do you prepare for a healing? And I have to kind of add to what Shannon just said. And when it comes, because... Let me take a step back here for a second, please. I'm not scripted. I just talk off the cuff. I channel the spirit world. I channel the spirit world, and when I do that through a healing, and oftentimes after a healing, people say, do you have any messages for me? And sometimes the messages can come across a little blunt or whatever. And what I have to say is that the spirit world it's not always what you want to hear, but it's what you need to hear. So the spirit world will tell you what you need to hear. And sometimes that's not pleasant, but it is what it is. And, in terms of healing, when I read people's energy fields, it's like, okay, well, you have this, that, and other thing going on in your energy field. And some people take a, what? Are you kidding me? No. But then after they digest and think about it, they're like, yeah, he's okay. That makes sense. So, in terms of the sitter, and I want people to understand this, in terms of the sitter and the reader, you have to keep an open mind and not come into the reading and say, oh, my expectations are this, that, and the other thing. You have to say, I'm going to keep an open mind and be open to what the spirit world has to say. Because, you know, every spirit has free will, and that includes physical and non-physical. So they're only reading the present, which is the now. So, I ask the callers and I ask the listeners just to keep an open mind, whether you're being read by a medium or through a healing with a healer, just to keep an open mind and understand that they're going to call a spade with you. So, yeah, I hope that answers some questions at least. Now I just blah, 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 blah. Sorry about that.
No, it's really, really good information. It's so helpful.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
Both of you brought up stuff that I completely, totally relate to, too, when I've been doing readings with people. Because so many times when I work with someone, they may not ask me for a certain thing, and something comes out, you know, that wasn't talked about or even asked about. Sometimes I'll see different spirits, and they'll give messages, and this was not at all asked for. And then it turns out that the sitter had been having problems with this whole situation, and they weren't talking about it they didn't talk about it in the reading before. But it's actually what they needed to talk about, and then it comes out to be that it's kind of a big deal, and so it all came out. You know what I mean? And that is what's so interesting, and showing that that's what they needed. You know what I mean? And even though we didn't plan on that. And then there's other times when, this is what gets me, and this has happened to me, too, quite a bit when I've had readings done on me. when you see something, or when, you know, the medium or the psychic sees something, and they say, yes, this is definitely, you know, this is the most likely what's going to happen, and then it doesn't happen, you know, and you just go, wow, it didn't happen. But as it turns out, and I've even taken a class on this, that things aren't always it's not always written in stone, the information. It's mostly the possibility. What we see is mostly the possibility of what it could be at the time. And it's a good possibility, too. But there's many possibilities happening all at once that could be likely.
Yes.
And we choose, and we choose the one that we are feeling most in however way we do our work. You know, if we feel it in our body, or if we take it, if we see it visually, or if we smell it, or whatever. That's what we share, and so that's how we do it. But it's not; it can change. That's the thing. The outcome can change because there's free will with that sitter, and there's divine timing, and there's all kinds of things. And so I like to tell that to the client before they get the reading, because sometimes they get disappointed if it doesn't happen at the time they want it to happen, or if it doesn't happen at all, or you know what I mean? But we just do the best we can, because that's what we're seeing at the time. It's the most likely possibility at the time. So anyway, that was...
I want to add on that.
Yeah.
I want to add on that, Jen, because, yes, people are a lot of times, your sitters are asking you, like, well, is that going to happen in 6 months? Is that going to happen in a year? And this is something that I've been working with my spirit team and the council that I've been working with for writing. And they're like, you know what, start looking at all the potentials that are out there. And rather than asking us months, years, weeks, whatever, start asking us more from if I reach this point or this stage or I finish that class, will it come in not long after that? Because for them, time doesn't have a relevance. For us, it does. But if we look at it in sequences of life goals, designations, the answers change, and you start to get a much better grip. And it's not so hard that you're going, they said 6 months, and 6 months passed. Oh, no, I missed it.
Exactly.
No, it's like, okay, I'm still working on that. All right. So when I get past this, or when I complete this, I can see that coming in.
Oh, that makes so much sense.
Yeah, it does.
Yeah.
Milestones.
Wow.
Yeah. And I've also found as a medium, if we work with our teams, they'll start showing us, because like you said, you're going to see the strongest potential that's being built, that's got the most energy being built on it from all participants. But if we kind of help our have our teams help us, we can step back and we can see multiple. For me, they look like little mini tornadoes. That's how I see them in my head, little mini tornadoes. And whichever ones are bigger are the ones building the most energy that you're moving towards. And what it's done for me for readings was it changed from only seeing the one strongest one to now I'm able to tell clients, look, they're showing me two or three of the strongest potentials before you, but there's others. It's up to you to build on them. These are the options that they're presenting that your energy is really working on. If this one doesn't feel good, then, honey, you need to start changing the direction and build on the others that attract you more. And it changed a lot in my readings with clients in private sessions of actually helping them feel empowered and in control that they really do have free will in which choice is they're aligning with.
Oh. That is cool. That to give them that feeling that they have a free will and a choice is so neat. I think that is so cool.
Yep, it is. Thank you.
Yeah. Thank you, Shannon. And the only other thing, unless, Ryan, you have more to add, I was just going to share a couple poems, real quick ones.
Okay, go ahead. I'm good.
Okay. All right. So for me, what I do meditation for my readings. That's mainly how I work is I do a people give me questions, and then I meditate on it, and then I come back with them. Now, not everybody likes that because it's kind of it takes a lot longer, but it's still effective, and I still get, you know, a good deal of accuracy. But it is a different way, and it's fine. And so this one's called the Mandala Within. Feel that mandala within, swirling its colorful forces to begin an amazing whirlwind from creative divine sources. Let it shine its radiance throughout your soul. It manifests purity and cleanses as its goal. Let it soothe all disharmony and restore balance with its power. Receive its transcendence and let its light be a shower. Listen to its celestial music as it sings so spectacularly, tasting its sweetness while it flows so miraculously. Peace is present and love begins to reign. The mandala is now effervescent. A white dove appears. A sign of love will remain. And that's that one. And then I just had a really short one that talks about how, you know, doing readings, and it's called What We See. And it goes, what we see is being shown for the best of what is meant to be. There is purpose for the good of the soul who receives the view as we give our sight to others. And that's all. That's it. Those are the poems.
Beautiful.
That was awesome. Thank you. Thank you so
Thank
much.
You.
That was beautiful.
Thank you. So, anyway, if we're ready to start callers, we have a big lineup here, and unless anybody else has any more to say about that, it's just such quite a subject because this stuff is coming up for me quite a bit lately. I haven't been doing a lot of readings, but it has recently, and so it's been a great subject to talk about. And but I will start with this one caller who's been waiting, and she waited the last time, the entire show. Her name is Cindy. And so I'm just going to go ahead. And here we go, Cindy. Cindy,
Hi.
Are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Hi, Cindy.
Hi, how you guys doing?
Good. So, Cindy, where are you from?
Peaches County, Florida.
Okay. And I know you've been having a hard time. What's that?
Yeah, that's where I live in Peaches County, Florida. At least, I'm originally from Michigan, but I've been living in Florida since 95.
Oh, cool. Okay. I just like to know, I like to put it down and have people know where people are coming from. It's kind of neat to see where people are coming from all over the place and stuff, calling in. So I know you've been having a hard time here. And so what's going on?
Just,
what's your question?
Still dealing with, my niece was in an accident back in September. You know, well, first of all, I lost my son, you know that. And I lost my father back in July. There's a lot of questions to my niece.
I totally can't understand you. Can you talk a little bit slower, Cindy? I can't understand you.
Yeah. Well, I'm kind of wondering if anybody's going to have anything on my, you know, any messages from my niece or my son, either one.
I didn't.
Hello?
I don't know.
I can't hear. I can't hear a word she said.
I was saying, can you pick up any messages from me from my son or my niece?
Oh, about your son?
Or my niece. Yeah, or my niece, either one.
About your niece?
So what's
yeah.
the question? I'm sorry, Cindy. What's your question?
Yeah, I was saying, can you pick anything up from any messages from me from my son or my niece?
Oh,
okay. Okay.
Questions
messages
about
from
your
her
son
or her
niece.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh.
There's a lot of noise on the phone. I don't know what it is.
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe your cell phone. Are you on a cell phone or are you on a landline?
On my cell phone, but it sounds like a film clicking and clicking and clicking. It's weird.
Yeah. I guess I'll start here. I don't have. I'm not a medium. But what I am picking up on right now, Sydney, for you is a lot of heartburn. My second and my third chakra is all jacked up right now. You got a lot of heartburn, indigestion, a lot of worry, and it's like a domino effect, kind of going up to your throat chakra, stopping there a little bit. I'm sorry?
I said yes, that's correct.
I can't hear you, sweetheart.
You said it was correct.
Correct.
Yeah.
I didn't have problems with that, yes.
Okay, so you have what I'm picking up right, I just got the word guilt flash in front of my third eye, okay? So there's a little bit of guilt going on. Boy. You're kind of blocking me a little bit, to be honest with you. And that's not your fault. It's not your fault. No, it's not your fault.
Right.
It's just,
right.
Do you have Epsom salt? Do you have a bathtub?
Yes.
Okay. Combine those with some warm water and take that Epsom salt bath once or twice a week.
Uh-huh.
Grab yourself a black hematite stone because you have your energy fields are discombobulated right now because of what you've been through. I'm trying to figure out how to give you get yourself a dream catcher. Get yourself a dream catcher, a black hematite stone. Hematite, hematite, it depends what part of the country you're from, I don't know how to say it. But get that, get yourself some Epsom salt, take salt water baths. Your energy fields are because of that guilt that you feel. It's not your fault. It's a kite, okay? So
I'm under a lot of stress, and I have a lot of energy around me because I've had a lot of people pass around me in the last couple of years. So
So imagine yourself at the beach, okay, Cindy? And take that kite and cut the string, okay? Because that kite is a spirit that you're holding on to, and they can't cross over until you cut that string, okay? So cut that string. That's kind of all I have for you right now.
I have a tub, I have Epsom salt, and I have a dream catcher, so I don't know what else you said to get, but I have those other three of those things.
Okay, excellent. Yeah, get that stuff going on, and like I said, cut that kite string so that spirit can kind of disassociate itself from you and contact, cross over to the fifth dimension and become light. So
I don't have a problem with that. I think that the... spirit may be connected to me, but I don't know that I'm holding it back. I think that, you know, because of the way it passed, it's being held back, and I don't know what to do to not, you know, I'm trying to send it off, and it's not going off, so. I did things, you know, candles, pray, and everything.
There's some blocking going on in your subconscious and your divinity. It's like a speed bump. Something's going on, you're blocking it, I don't know, but, with that, I'll pass after that. So, all right.
Okay.
Jen, that's all I got.
That's excellent. And that was right on. You're welcome to go next, or I can just go and give her the animal first or after you. It doesn't matter.
I'm ready.
Okay.
Hi, Cindy.
Hi.
Your son liked to dance, yes or no?
Yes.
Or is it you? Because I'm hearing Bing Crosby, and he literally has me dancing in place.
I like to dance. I love to dance. Yes, I like to dance. I love to dance.
And he is waltzing, and and the song I'm hearing is "I'm in Heaven." I'm in Heaven. The Bing Crosby version, the very old-fashioned version, and he's like, my mom would love this song. He's telling me that he comes and kind of dances with you or along you at times to help remind you of the good and the fun times, and that when you listen to music and you kind of close everything else off,
right,
you can actually sense him. Sometimes it's hard because your grief gets a little overwhelming. He says, that's okay, I still come. But when you're having those moments that suddenly one of those songs is coming in really strong, he says, no, Mom, that's me. That's me there reminding you. Just dance the dance a little bit longer.
Yeah, you know,
you're not forgotten.
No, you know, he was around here for a long time, all the time, and I noticed since my niece passed in September, I haven't seen so much of him around here, but yeah, he was around me all the time, and it's like the nurse just kind of went away, you know, he comes and goes now.
Yeah, he said, and part of that is to give you space, because mourning is a very emotional time. And what it kind of does for us is it puts a big, thick cloud around us. And we don't intend it because we're really wanting the contact.
Right.
But it's our emotions. It just kind of makes things thick. So it's a little harder to notice. But he says, I haven't stopped visiting.
So. Right. Well, my son's quiz, there was no closure, so there's a lot there, you know, a lot more going on.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like
your niece was a tragic death, was it?
Yes. My son's evil, though. They were very
close.
What's
Cindy?
My son and my niece are both tragic deaths.
Yes.
And my son was murdered, and there's been no closure. Okay, and then my niece, yeah, she just died tragically, and they were very close. They were a year apart.
Yeah.
I guess that's a minute for my niece.
He has no struggle left as far as his death or his earth life. He is very much doing the support role for everyone. And, in fact, he does say that he was with the others to greet your niece. He goes, you think I would have let her have to do that on her own? No.
Yes, they were very close.
He was there, too, to help her so that she wouldn't get stuck or stay too long where it was not doing her any good. So
yeah, I was worried about my son being stuck.
Yeah, they're not stuck, and he helped.
That's good.
Yeah. For her, it's going to take a little bit longer in order for you to start seeing signs and symbols from her. And it has nothing to do with anyone here. It just has to do more with the things that she's looking at trying to resolve that she still had in her life plan. So
yeah,
once
you know,
she kind of gets things more settled as far as what how she's going to want to interact,
right,
then you'll start getting more symbolisms coming in. And
there's a lot,
you'll start to
notice
her.
There's a lot with her, too. When she died, she took off, she moved somewhere else and started a new life. And a lot of the family members and non-family members are like trying to say she died. And some are saying that they think that she didn't die, that she just took off, you know, and it's like, you know, but we had a funeral, and there was a body. It didn't look like her, but, you know, she was in a bad accident. So I don't know, you know, but there's a lot of, you know, controversy over, you know, whether she's actually dead or not. And I think she came to me already, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Yeah.
I've had a couple things happen to me since, you know, she's passed. So but I think this is from her, not from my son.
Right.
I know she has an unfinished business with her father, too.
Right. She was a challenger.
Yeah.
She was a challenger for the family. And so that's why they're saying, you know, there's going to be some noticing of her starting to interact, especially in dreams. But for the really bigger ones, more like your son has been able to do, they said give her a little time. Because she is going to work from the spirit side to help the family. And also those that she was going to interact with. So that way she can kind of do a dual role of helping them, but also completing some of the things that she didn't get yet to, that she really wanted to work on. But they both send you a lot of love. And your son says, don't forget, Mom, dance.
Okay. Okay. I'm glad to hear from my niece and my son, so that's good.
That's wonderful. Beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you both, Ryan and Shannon.
Thank you.
Does that feel... Yeah, that's just lovely. Cindy, I'm just probably going to let it go at that. I did see some dogs for you. I saw some poodles that came right away when you started talking and a German Shepherd. But I can talk to you about that later, too. And they were just
there. What does that mean?
I didn't get the name. Do you have
what the dogs mean?
Is one of them dogs' names?
No, what the dog? What does it mean?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. They mean that to keep your faith strong, no matter what is going on in your life, keep the faith. And try maybe volunteer for something out of purely for the spirit of service, and remain determined and resolute even if you face negativity or disappointment. Keep showing love and appreciation to your family as you do, and you're very loyal, and that is so true. To you know, and just try to do. You thrive in groups and in being around people, and and you're you work best serving humanity in some way. That's what the dog message is sharing. Oh, mostly what I
have, because I have so many dogs around here. Maybe I got like 4 dogs buried in my yard right now, and I have two teacup swallows in my house right now. But I had one that passed, and one I have my big dog that's a German Shepherd. She was a Rottweiler. She's, you know, and lately, you know, I've been hearing growling going on. I don't like that. I think I don't know what that is. It's not my dogs. I've been hearing growling in my house.
You did have a German Shepherd?
No, it was a Rottweiler.
Oh, okay.
Big dog, big, like a Rottweiler. Yeah, it was Rottweiler. I mean, you know, the same size dog, whatever. And color.
Yeah, I saw like a bigger dog that looked like sort of German Shepherd, dark hair.
Yep, dark and brown. Black and brown, yep.
Okay. And the teacups,
yeah.
Oh, that's cute. That's neat.
It'd be cute teacups.
Yeah, so mostly I think a lot of that message is to keep having faith in your life. That's
okay.
And I know that's what you're trying to do, because I know you and I know what you've been going through. So the messages
right.
they gave you are excellent. And I think we'll talk to you another time, and please call back,
okay?
Okay.
All right, thank you.
And I'll see you later.
Okay, thank you.
Definitely.
Thank all of you.
Thanks, Cindy. Bye.
Thank you so much. Bye-bye.
That was wonderful. Those were beautiful readings. My goodness. I think we'll go right over to 614. They've been waiting quite a long time here. 614, are you there? 614?
Hello?
Hi.
Hello?
Welcome.
Hello.
Yes, welcome. And what's your name?
Lucy.
Lucy?
Lucy, yes. I'm calling from Australia.
Oh, how wonderful. Wow. Cool. Great. Well, thanks for calling us, and we're glad to have you. And
yeah.
Thank
you for taking my
call.
Yes, I do
definitely.
Have a question. I'm just wondering whether anybody there can connect with Brianna.
With Brianna. Gosh, right now I'm just getting a little. I'm getting like a for me, just for the animal. I'm right away getting like a mouse with big ears, and then a cat on the next to it, and they're kind of animated. They're like real big as life, animated. And I'm sure Shannon will be able to do that. So let me just look up Kat for you, so that gives her a little bit
sure.
of time there. And there was a mouse too. I don't know if you relate to mouses or anything to mice.
No,
but
we've never had a mouse as
okay.
a pet, and I can't really, yeah.
But the cat says this is a period where self-sufficiency and trust are necessary in your own capabilities. And they also say listen closely to your intuitive guidance. And
yes.
also it's a period of magic and mystery for you. So pay close attention to the signs and the omens, and
okay.
they will guide you.
Okay.
Yep. And also... And I say this every time, but Kat always has the ability to land on their feet. No matter what happens, they always end up landing on their feet. And they're very, very psychic and also very creative. So that's...
Okay.
And let me just quickly go to Mouse, and then we'll go let's see what this... go over to Shannon. Yeah, that was cute to see the big ears pop up and the big smile of this mouse.
Oh.
Pay close attention to details so as not to let anything important escape your attention. It's time of plenty for you. and requires vigilance. And you may be missing something that is obvious right in front of you. And it's make assessment of your strengths and your limitations without judgment, and be honest with yourself. And yeah, that's mostly it.
Okay.
There, and
thank
so,
you.
And,
that's interesting.
Yeah. You're welcome. And Shannon?
Hi, Lucy.
Hi, Shannon. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm okay. Yeah.
So, Brianna is relation to you, younger, correct?
Yes, she is.
Okay. Because it was rather funny as Jan was talking, and I have quite a group assembled in my house at the moment, and there was this girl who kept, like, popping up going, I'm over here.
Yes.
I'm over here.
Yeah, well, Brianna was
small
a girl.
Small in stature, but very, what a beautiful smile.
Yeah.
She had a gorgeous, gorgeous smile that just lit people up.
She did.
Finally, somebody's seeing and hearing me. She goes, I've been jumping up and down. I've been trying to knock on doors to get into dreams. It's been really exhausting. Yes, you have? Good.
Yeah.
She's like, that's about the one time that you notice.
Okay.
She says, the dreams are not just your imagination.
Mm.
They're not your imagination. She's
okay.
been talking and sharing information with you in the dream state, but you've been kind of going, oh, that's kind of a weird dream.
Yes.
Oh. Yeah.
I dream about her, and then I wake up and I think that doesn't make sense, or I remember only parts of the dream, and they're all very strange.
Yeah. She said it was a lot of work for you to let her into the dream. So she's been trying to cram some things in there that, yeah, don't make much sense. She says, so the more that you can start to open it up and understand mm-hmm. that, yes, I am showing up. It really
yeah.
is me. It's going mm-hmm. to allow the dreams to not skew so much into the bizarre and unusual.
Yes. Yeah.
But you will end up finding more peace and clarity about the
yeah.
information she's sharing with you.
Yeah. Mm.
She goes, I've been trying all kinds of things that just weren't working. Because everybody would go, oh, no, that's just an excuse it away. She's like, oh, it's been a lot of work.
I do look out for signs, but I've got to say, I don't see many signs, but I'm always looking.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. She says the dream state is one of the easiest ones that she's been able to really grab on to.
Yes.
Because bear in mind, when we go home to spirit, we kind of have to relearn.
Yes.
How to do those connections.
Yeah.
And where one spirit might work better with electricity in order
yeah.
to send and receive messages, and another
yeah.
might work better with nature, yeah. you know, so each one kind of has to relearn which ones
yeah.
are their easiest to work with.
Yes.
Yes.
Do you want me to tell you more about her?
Oh, no. No, that's fine. That's fine. Her message to you is that she will be continuing to work with the family, and you in particular. So it's just a matter of of working little by little on your own abilities.
Yes.
Which is just really fine-tuning a radio station. And this will help you to start to be able to actually hear some of the audible messages.
Okay.
Okay.
Yes.
Fantastic. That's so good.
Great.
Great, Shannon.
Thank you, Shannon.
You're welcome, Lucy. And lots of love to you. Enjoy those dreams.
Yeah. Oh, they're not always good ones. But, yeah, thank you
no,
very
but
much.
that's when your human part is getting in there.
Okay. Yeah,
That's just when your human part is getting in there. So the more that you can relax, and when it starts to go wrong, sometimes you can jolt yourself a little bit awake and redirect it. And she'll help you with that.
Okay.
She'll help you with that.
I'll remember that. Thank you very much.
You're welcome, honey.
Thanks for calling in, Lucy. And
thank you very much. Thank you.
Oh yes, absolutely. And Ryan, did you? I don't know if you needed Ryan's help.
Yeah. I said before Lucy. Lucy, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
I hear some background noise. I don't know who that is.
Yeah, I know. There's someone. It's like we've got a double line or something.
Let me see.
Okay.
Yeah, hold on a second. I think that's Cindy.
Hello.
I'm
here, but it's like there's someone talking in the background.
Oh, okay. So I'll be really quick here. You're the female speaker that Shannon was talking about. You're very inquisitive. your guys want you to open up your mediumship abilities. You have the desire, but you're blocking it. So
I have a desire, because I want to be able to communicate with Bria, but I really have I'm not psychic and I'm not a medium, but I do have a strong desire to communicate with Bria.
Okay, well, what I just heard right now from you, Lucy, was a lot of negative energies. So what I want you to say it to yourself is that you everyone who is born on this 3D Earth plane has natural mediumship abilities. Okay.
Yeah.
They're not gifts. They're abilities. You have a natural ability to communicate with the spirit world. Okay. But you're blocking yourself.
I'm also a bit frightened because I think, well, what if I speak to spirits and they're evil and they're just tricking me and pretending to be nice?
It's kind of a something that you'll have to experiment with. When you're exploring your clairs, Lucy, examine when you're doing that and say, is this voice coming from fear or is it coming from love? If it's coming from love, then it's a benevolent spirit. Okay, so when you're channeling or when you're opening up your clairs or when you're discovering your mediumship abilities, Bria's like knocking on your door. She's like, come on, Lucy, wake up. And she's like rapid tap tapping, so you have to put a filter in there, okay? You have to block out the fear, the negativities, and just let the love in. Does that make sense?
Yeah. It does make sense. I do understand. I think I do try to communicate with her, but I've got to say I don't really get anything. I got something just after she died, and it was, "Mum, I'm sorry, I wasn't thinking clearly, it was an accident." But really, ever since then, I haven't got anything else.
It doesn't, okay. And you know what? You haven't gotten anything else because you're blocking yourself.
Your subconscious,
You're blocking yourself out of fear because you don't want to get hurt, and you're not going to get hurt, okay? Because Bria is protecting you. She just wants you to say, "Oosa." She wants you to say, "Just Lucy, accept who you are as a light being, as a light worker, okay?"
Yeah.
Accept who you are as a light worker. And you are a light worker.
Can you explain? I don't think I'm a light worker. I don't even know what a light worker is, actually.
A light worker is a worker who is a medium or a healer who is a worker of the light towards the higher dimensions. We're in the third dimension right now. A light worker is someone who is a light being of the fifth dimension or higher, okay?
Yep.
So everyone here on Earth is a light worker, but they choose to accept it, reject it, or just ignore it or whatever. And what Bria is trying to do is saying, "Lucy, wake up. Wake up."
I don't know how to wake up. I'm doing my best and nothing is happening.
Well, you're trying too hard. All you have to do is meditate and let it come to you, okay?
Yeah.
Meditate. Yeah, see, do you know how to meditate? I'll tell you how to meditate.
I do. I meditate most days, so I do know how to meditate.
Well, I just learned how to meditate like 3 years ago. I sit in my bed. I look up at the ceiling. I let my eyes go double crossed until I see my angels and guides coming in. It takes me about 3 or 4 minutes. And it's just relaxing. Yeah. I don't do yoga. I don't do pretzel moves with my body or any of that kind of stuff. It's just, set your mind to zero and just relax.
Yeah.
And when you quiet your mind to zero, spirit will speak to you. And it'll be a soft whisper. Does that make sense?
It makes sense, but it's very difficult, especially if you're like me, anxious and an overthinker, to set the mind to zero.
Yeah, it does take time. There's no doubt about that.
It takes time. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, you'll get there. You'll get there.
Yeah.
Just
well, thank
give yourself
you.
Some time. Yeah, you're welcome.
All right. Thank you so much. That's very kind of you.
Well, thank you for listening to my rambling for 5 minutes.
Oh, no, you didn't ramble at all. No,
thank you all very much.
Well, you're very welcome to call back anytime, Lucy, and we really enjoyed having you on the show, too. And thank you, Ryan and Shannon. Really
thank
nice.
You both, and I really appreciate your advice. Okay, thank you. Goodbye.
Bye.
Bye.
All right. That was wonderful. There's a couple callers that are almost the same time, so I'm trying to figure out. I guess we're going to go to 917. Let's see. 917, welcome. Are you there?
Thank you for taking... Yes, I am, and thank you for taking my call.
Yeah.
If you're doing mediumship readings, I would love to be able to connect with either my mother or my father. Both have passed.
And what's your name?
Ellen.
Oh, okay. Hi, Ellen.
Hi.
I'm going to go ahead and just go ahead and let Shannon carry on. We have quite a few callers, so I don't want to take up too much time with the animals.
Okay.
Thank you.
Ellen, can you give me their first names, please?
My mother is Eileen, and my father was Matthew.
Was there a particular question you had for them?
No. It would be just nice to hear anything from them.
Okay, the first thing I'm hearing is we didn't forget. There's an important tradition you have with the family at Christmas that your parents started, yes? And you've been carrying it on?
No.
No?
No.
Oh, goodness. You have a sibling?
I have two siblings, yes.
Okay. Somebody does something that mom and dad used to do that they're referring to. They just wanted to mention that they notice. And I'm also hearing that they really haven't been sending any kind of messages, which has been kind of like a what happened, you know, from those living. We're not getting the connections. We're not getting the symbols or any kind of spirit messages going on. And they're acknowledging that. It's nothing against you guys. They're like, we don't love you. We've just kind of... The need wasn't there as strong for
mm-hmm.
you guys. That they wanted to allow you all time and space. Because if they started doing something right away, everybody would have kind of been like, uh-oh. But since their passing, there's been inquiries and questions about where they are, how they're doing, and that's helped conversations happen that wouldn't have happened before. And so this is a good thing because now when they do start to interact with the family members, you guys will actually stop and notice it where before you wouldn't have. If a bird came flying over and, oh, goodness. Excuse the description that I'm receiving from the gentleman, but... He's giving me the picture of if a bird came over and sat on the car and stared you in the face and took a poop, you would have just acknowledged the bird came and took a poop on you, not acknowledging that we sent this particular bird to bring an awareness that we're around you and the bird just happened to poop. He had a humor to him. My goodness. And this is a G-rated show, so I was trying to be very polite, but that's not exactly the verbiage, if you understand.
Yeah.
Oh, he makes me blush a bit. The more that you have started to learn that there's more beyond our deaths, next time when I send you a bird, don't focus on the poop.
Okay.
Oh, boy.
I'm really sorry, Eddie. It's just he's so funny, and he is just... Oh, a picture is worth a thousand words.
Did it show what kind of bird it was, by any chance?
Oh, my goodness, my goodness. This is a red cardinal.
Oh, awesome.
A red cardinal, which, yes, Jan can help you about, or you can look up the symbolism of red cardinals.
I'm looking it up right now. Yeah, red cardinal. Should I just go ahead and end?
Go ahead.
Okay. Well, red cardinal is such an incredible bird. They all are, of course, but it says someone needs your compassionate and loving attention and has flagged you down to get it. And so stop right where you are, observe your surroundings, then notice the sensations in your body. This is a very creative time, one where it's best to heed your intuitive guidance on how to express this creativity. And add color to your life in your home environment, your yard, and your choice of clothing. This is a good time to make a fresh exploration of the religion you grew up in with your eyes with an open heart. And it's one of your primary purposes for being on this planet is to bring color to the world. And let's see, if it has a very powerful creative energy. And so, yeah, that's mostly what it is. Cardinal is just lovely.
Yeah.
That's a nice bird he's sending you. That's a really nice message for him to send you.
Yes. I like cardinals. Yes. Well, thank you so much for the reading.
You're very welcome. And they send you a lot of kisses. But Mom is giving you a flower. So I'll give you a quick description of this flower because I don't know the flower's name. It's very delicate, small, like a wildflower, like you would see out in a field, a whole bunch of them. And these petals are that's like a pale lilac. Like it kind of reminds me of the hue of the lavender flower, just like the lighter version.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And it's very delicate. And she's showing me a whole field of them that she's sending to you as a visual of the flowers. And she says they show how delicate your heart and your love is for those around you. And she blows you a kiss.
Well, thank you.
You're welcome.
Aww. Thank you. It's nice to get a message from my parents around Christmas. Thank you again.
You're welcome.
It's beautiful. Awesome.
I have a crowd here.
And, Ryan, do you have anything you want to say by any chance? Or?
No. I don't. I'll have to pass, but I'm still laughing about the bird crashing on the windshield. I'm sorry. That was good. That was a good one. No, I don't. I don't have anything. I'm so sorry, Ellen. I'm so sorry.
No.
No, I don't have anything. I need to press meter composer. So
those are lovely messages.
Yes, they are. And I appreciate the reading.
Yeah.
Thank you so much again.
All right. Well, we'll talk to you another time, Ellen. And Merry Christmas.
Thanks again. You too. Bye-bye.
Okay. Thanks. Bye. So that was so sweet. Oh my gosh, that was just precious. That was just so neat. I love that, Shannon.
Yeah.
Ryan's gonna have that visual stuck in his head the rest of the night.
gosh.
I'm so sorry.
It's okay.
Oh.
it's really fun when it's humorous, because it just makes it a lot more fun.
Yeah.
Oh,
okay. We're ready.
I know you're ready. Okay.
I'm ready. We're ready
okay.
to go.
So let's go to 561. Here we go. 561, welcome to the show.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi, what's your name?
Stacy.
What, Becky?
Stacy.
Oh, Stacy. Okay, where are you from?
Florida.
Oh, good. And do you have a question?
No, whatever you see. Whatever message.
Whatever we
you
see,
have.
Is that what you said?
Yes.
Whatever we have, okay.
Mm-hmm.
I'm trying to see if I'm
yeah.
any if I'm getting an animal just to give.
I'll go.
Yeah.
I don't.
While you're talking, Jen, how you doing, Stacy?
I'm good.
Are you sure? You sound a little down right now. What's going on?
I'm just relaxing.
I'm sorry?
I'm just relaxing.
Oh, you're just relaxing, okay. All right. Any specific questions about anything going on in from the personal or professional life or just I'm fishing here, so I'm gonna throw out the fishing line. I'm gonna put the bobber out there in the lake. I'm gonna wait for a fish to bite it. So So how you doing?
I'm good. I'm doing good.
Are you sure? Doing good. Okay.
Mhm.
All right. All right. Okay. Yeah, so you gotta give me something. You gotta give me a question.
It's very difficult to do.
Someone should kick your butt. You have to give me a question, okay?
Okay, what do you see in regards to a career for coming up?
A career? Are you out of college?
Yes, I am.
Okay. For a career coming up. My hands are getting cold right now, which means that what you're doing right now is not aligning to what you want to do, and you're not getting a lot of hits. Is that correct? Or I misspoke. Hold on here. So, you went to college for something. You're looking for a job, correct?
Yeah.
In your field of study or what you want to do, right? And you're not picking it up. Come on, girl, help me out here. Stacy, someone should kick your butt. Okay, so, boy, oh boy, you're blocking me right now a little bit. That's not a bad thing. Well, not for me, it is, not for you. Are you satisfied with what you're doing right now?
Am I what?
Satisfied. With your career choice, with what you're doing right now.
Can always gain, just trying to gain more, trying to advance myself.
Okay. So you feel you hit the glass ceiling? So you feel
yeah,
that you've...
I wouldn't say hitting the glass ceiling, but I'm always open to improve.
Okay. All right. Okay, so I'm gonna switch the train tracks here really quick because I'm not picking up a lot on your career at this moment in time. I don't know why I'm being blocked right now. Well, what about everything good on the personal front with relationships and whatnot? Everything good there?
No, I wouldn't say so.
I'm sorry?
No, I wouldn't say so at all.
Oh boy. So what's going on there? Could you give me a synopsis, if you will? So I can kind of read into it.
It's just stagnant and everybody's just selfish. That's the sum of it. Just selfish.
So you're feeling stagnant.
Selfish. Huh?
Okay. So, boy, oh boy. Hey, Jan and Shannon, I'm gotta be honest with you here. I'm having a hard time reading our lovely friend here, Stacy from Florida. So I'm going to if my spirit team can pick up something later, I'll let you know. But right now, I have to pass it over because
sure.
I'm not picking up anything right now. So I don't know if Stacy.
That's fine.
Yeah, I just.
That's fine. Shannon, do you want to go or do you want me to
go? I'll
go.
No, I'll go.
Okay.
Hi, Stacy.
Hello.
Hi. So I'm being told that some of the things that you've been really desiring to actually feel like you're moving forward in your life is not in the area that you're in. It's kind of stagnant. You're seeing the same old people, the same old routines, the same scenarios playing out, just different players. And they're telling me that you really need to start thinking about what you truly desire and narrow it down for yourself, whether it's creating a manifestation board, using visuals, writing, however it is. But that part of the kind of stuck, everything is just okay, but nothing's really moving, is because it's starting to get time for you to branch beyond your comfort zone and even look at areas of relocation that are actually going to support the goals and ideas that you're wanting to bring into your life, especially in the area of romance. There's some really nice potential romances out there that are aligning with you, but that area you're stuck in kind of keeps that stagnant from getting its momentum because you kind of got that repeat of people going on. Does that resonate?
Yes, it does.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And they're telling me that the more that you do what focusing in and really being authentic with yourself about what you're really wanting is going to help to start to clear the way for that relocation to come into play. So the more that you do that inner work and start kind of defining it for yourself, then when you decide that you want to branch out and do a job search, they're saying expand it into the areas of interest. And you'll find that a relocation of area is going to start to open up doors that you've been wanting but haven't been able to find. And it's going to open up other avenues in your personal life where you're not getting that repeat cycle. Okay?
Okay.
So really, it's excellent. Wonderful to use like old magazines or newspapers or even printouts from the internet of images that you can expand on for yourself, okay? And give yourself like some, because spirit works in achievement time frame versus us looking at it as linear time, give yourself some ideas of, once I receive this job or this new apartment, whatever it is, I would like to start aligning with a life partner who has these qualities. And it'll really help the energy to flow into what you desire and not what you're spinning around. Also, they suggest it'd be good to listen to some of the Abraham Hicks recordings on YouTube about working on your own personal energy vortex and how to align with the manifestations better. And those will help you to get a little bit more hands-on clarity for yourself, okay?
Okay,
Stacy, thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Shannon. That was great. And, Stacy, I just have a little bit for you. When you were talking, I was seeing the chipmunk outside, and it was just there. And so I looked it up, and kind of a neat animal during this time, too, Christmas time. It says, trust that you're well-protected and that there is no real danger you'll have to face. Be curious and willing to investigate anything of interest that comes your way. Go out for walks, and when you do, take time to explore anything that attracts your attention. And pay more attention to those that you encounter and how you're actually using your words with people, communication, and observe everything while you're on these walks so that you can just kind of get your mind off of anxiety, and that's what it was talking about here. Some of your anxieties are keeping you from enjoying life, so they were describing how it's nice to take walks and look at nature so that you can just open your let your mind be massaged with nature, basically. And that can, you know, anxiety sometimes can keep you on that same track of doing the same, being on that, what Shannon was saying, of being on that same sort of track going all the time. I know it does for me. I get stagnant sometimes. And I have to, going outside really helps me. So anyway, let's see. And it does say you carry yourself with an aura of confidence, and you are very playful, too. So that's a neat animal. So just leave you with that, and I hope that you have a Merry Christmas and
thank you.
Have a good time. You're welcome.
Yep. Thanks.
All right. Well, call back in, too, if you want to.
I will. Thank you.
Okay. Uh-huh. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Okay, so we have about 10 more minutes, and there's another person here waiting for, there's three people waiting here for a really long time, so I'm just, are you ready to go for the next one?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay, here we go, 212. 212? Hi, 212, are you there?
Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
Yes, hello.
Oh.
Welcome to the show.
Hello. Thank you. Thank you for taking my call.
Definitely.
Karen in
What's
New York.
Name?
Karen.
Okay. Thank you, Karen.
Thank you. I wonder if there are any messages. I hope there are messages and guidance for me about my teeth. First thing, I'm having trouble getting x-rays from this horrible dentist I had a traumatic experience with. I'm wondering if I'll be able to get them all. And is there any guidance or what do you see about my teeth? I don't want to face the fact of losing them all. I can try and hold on to them. Is there any possible way of some kind of miraculous healing or healing from maybe people that channel ET beings? That sounds kind of crazy, but I put it in there.
No, not to us.
No, it's not to
good.
hey, Karen. This is Ryan calling. This is Ryan. How you doing?
Okay. How are you?
All right. My upper jaw muscles got immediately sore and started talking. So what's going to help you on a spiritual level, Karen, is to start speaking your truth. Okay. And that's something that you have not been doing. And I don't mean to be rude or call a spade here, but that's what my spirit team is telling me right now is Karen is not speaking her truth, and it's manifesting into your teeth. And my upper jaw muscles got really, really sore when you started talking right away. So when you do that, I think that all will subside, okay? Might take a little bit of time, might take a little bit of healing. Either you can go through the channeling your mediums or through another healer, whatever, but, just know that, that's, and I'm not trying to be a jerk about this. What I immediately picked up is just, you hold back a lot, your emotions and your feelings, and it all kind of bottles up into your jaw, into your upper jaw, and it migrates down to your teeth. So you can reverse that if you just say, hey, let's call a spade here. Let's not bite your lip. Let's speak your truth. Does that make sense?
You know, I'm really not sure. I think I'm very outspoken. I'm not sure who they mean it in reference to. I mean, there are situations in my life I'm very angry about, but there's nobody to speak out about or do anything about, so
okay.
I'm kind of stuck that way, but it's not that I'm not speaking out.
Okay.
If anything, there are times I speak out, I get myself in trouble. And and my partner, like hearing, I always get like, you know, I don't even say it the right way. I have to learn to be more diplomatic or whatever. So, sometimes I feel like I can't say some things to my sister, if that's what they're referring to. You know, I'm not sure what else they mean.
By speaking your truth, I'm not referring to the general population. I'm referring to people in general who are close to you that you bite your tongue around a lot, or you're like, I really shouldn't tell you what I really feel about you right now, but I'm not going to say it. So there's a little bit of wiggle room there, if you will, but that's what I'm picking up right now anyways, so thank you.
Thank you. Might be some of that.
Okay, and so that, I think that was very interesting because it did bring out some interesting points there, and Shannon, do you have anything for Karen?
Yeah. So to expand on what Ryan was saying about the not speaking the truth, I heard you mention that there were some events in life that you still were angry about, but there was nobody you could say. It's not like it's going to change it. And your guide, like, stepped right up and went, hello, let's talk about that. And he's saying it doesn't matter about the other people. It matters about you allowing yourself to voice the emotions and the anger in a way that allows you to release it. And so he is showing different forms, like writing, like painting, like baking. I love the baking one. I love this. I hadn't seen that one before. But it's really about you voicing your emotions to allow you to move through them and release it. It doesn't matter about the other people. Nobody's ever going to see it, know about it, and they don't need to. It's about you doing it for you and allowing those emotions to have a voice, whether you write the meanest letter, angry, scratching that paper right through, it's allowing you to process it. And then you take that letter and you go and you burn it and you're like, yeah, see, I'm done with you. I had my voice. And this is a way of releasing those bottled up emotions that, you know, for the situations you were referring to that you can't really go and, you know, the people, the moment is moved on, but it's allowing you the emotional expression, which also helps the throat and the mouth. And he's also bringing up for you to look at the fear as to why you're afraid about losing your teeth. What does it mean to you? And, I mean, we don't have to do this right now. This is something for you to explore for yourself.
Well, I could say right now, part of it is I'm afraid of having plastic in my mouth and whatever else.
Yeah. Dentures have been used for hundreds of years, and they have evolved to quite a more comfortable place than they were before. My mother just got new dentures recently, so I just went through that experience with her. So they're like, look at that for yourself and explore it. Explore those emotions and allow yourself to tap into, and it'll allow you to release that fear and get a comfort level. And this is going to help heal those areas as well, because that fear won't be so much in your energy about it. You see, it kind of gives that reverse interaction on an energetic level. Okay?
You still there, Karen?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, my problem is a lot of times I'll do exercises like that and nothing comes to me. It's like I'm just blocked with any kind of memories or whatever.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Sometimes you have to do layers.
Yeah, 90 seconds.
Okay. Okay, Karen.
Karen, I think that we're out of time. I do want to tell you, I didn't see an ET, but I did see a mermaid for you. So if you can go look that up. And I saw some colored windows, too, really pretty stained black colored windows. We have a few seconds. And please let us know how you're doing. Call us back. We're going off air right now. So everyone,
wow.
Ryan and Shannon, thank you so much. This is great. Great meeting.
Thank you.
And we are just about to go off air. I don't know if we have time to give our website. We can try. Ryan, do you want to give yours first?
HealingThroughSpirit.com. Go ahead.
Okay. And Shannon?
Look me up on Facebook, Shannon Johnson, Metaphysical Facilitator. And
okay,
my website
great.
Is on
and
the Blog Talk.
That's right. And it's 10 seconds. So anyway, everybody, have a great week. And I want to wish you all Merry Christmas. And please call us back next week. This is Enter the Light. Ryan, Shannon, and Jan.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. Happy holidays.